This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Both houses of parliament were adjourned for the day following a ruckus by the opposition over various issues, including alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group. When the Rajya Sabha began its proceedings this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar rejected the adjournment notices under Rule 267 given by the opposition MPs on alleged bribery charges against a prominent business group, Manipur violence and violence in UP's Sambhal. He emphasized that Rajya Sabha needs to follow the established tradition of obeying the direction of the chair. Opposition members created noisy scenes in the House leading to the adjournment till 11:30. When the House reassembled, opposition members and others continued to raise the issues forcing adjournment of the House for the day. In the Lok Sabha, when the lower house met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, opposition members from Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, TMC and others trooped into the well raising slogans over the same issues. The presiding officer repeatedly urged for order in the house, but they continued with their protest. This forced the adjournment of the house for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged youngsters to take part in the quiz, which can ensure them to be a part of the historic Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Vikasit Bharat Challenge is a four-stage competition which invites young people to participate and contribute ideas. The challenge kicks off with an all-India digital quiz competition from the 25th of November to the 5th of next month. This competition is open to all individuals aged between 15 to 29. In a social media post, Mr. Modi remarked that it will be the youngsters' indelible contribution to achieving the goal of a Vikasit Bharat. The Prime Minister said this is a very special opportunity for letting their innovative ideas be heard by the topmost levels of government. The government today launched a national campaign, Bal Vivah Mukt Bharat, in New Delhi. The primary agenda of the campaign is to make India a child marriage-free nation. Launching the campaign, Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi said the government has identified 130 districts where this campaign will be run in a focused manner. She highlighted that child marriage is not just a criminal offence but also a human rights violation. Union Minister for Tourism and Culture Gajendra Singh Shekhawat today said the government is focusing more on the northeastern region to develop its tourism and infrastructure sectors as these have potential for economic growth. He said this while inaugurating the 12th edition of International Tourism Mart at Kazirunga National Park and Tiger Reserve today. In Gujarat, the state government today unveiled the new cottage and rural industries policy in Gandhinagar, aiming to create 12 lakh more direct and indirect employment opportunities in the sector in the coming 5 years. Launching the policy, the State Minister of Cottage Industries, Balwant Singh Rajput, said the new policy focuses on developing self-sustaining cottage industries in the state by increasing credit facility, market access and preserving traditional handicrafts of the state. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri today co-chaired the first round of India-Japan dialogue on economic security, including strategic trade and technology in Tokyo, along with Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs of Japan, Masataka Okano. The dialogue, attended by stakeholder ministries, departments and agencies from both governments, was announced during the India-Japan 2+2 ministerial meeting held in New Delhi on the 20th of August this year. The meeting provided an opportunity to exchange views on respective economic security policies, strengthen partnership for building industrial and technological resilience, and promoting collaboration in research and application of key technologies. A historic ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah came into effect from today, following months of intense conflict that claimed thousands of lives. The agreement, brokered with significant U.S. involvement, marks a potential turning point in the 14-month-old war. The truce's implementation comes after the heaviest Israeli airstrikes in Beirut since the conflict escalated in late September, including unprecedented strikes in the city's center. Indian shuttlers P.V. Sindhu and Lakshya Sen have advanced to the single second round of the Syed Modi International 2024 BWF Super 300 tournament in Lucknow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.